In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The message is so serious. Religion, rituals, routine will not receive a thing this morning. Not a thing. If you're going to sit here with religious ears, you're not going to hear what I'm saying. Open your Bibles to Hebrews, chapter 1 again, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. The Lord had been given a revelation of the difference between Jesus and angels. But I believe he was bringing angels on the scene to let us know they work in the spirit world just like Jesus and just like the Holy Spirit. And so if that's so, the church has missed out on a lot of things. Maybe some supernatural things have been offered to you, but you didn't know what it was. These lessons are supposed to get you in a position to shift your life in the spirit, to grow beyond Baptist, Word of Faith, Full Gospel, Church of God in Christ, etc., to grow beyond that organized religion, to walk in the real Spirit of God. And so when he said this about these ministering spirits, it's a large portion of the spirit world that had been left out in the church. I'll get your attention. There are some things that God wanted you to have. Let me say it this way then, so it won't be insulting. There's some things that God wants us to have, but we were not spiritual enough to receive it. Spiritual packages has to be received in the spirit. A large portion of our blessings has been left out. I believe angels has tried to deliver some things to us. And because we had not been taught properly, we couldn't receive it. Because in the spirit world, you can't receive what you don't believe. And you cannot believe what has not been revealed to you. The ministry of angels has not been revealed to the church properly. Apostolically, the Lord is calling it out. Because, get ready for this. There's a blessing rush coming. I see some of y'all ain't even respond. Y'all have no idea what the Lord is going to do in his house this morning. There are some blessing rushing coming. But you're going to have to be bold enough and big enough to receive it. Watch this, unashamedly. Oh, in the old school, say, God, bless your socks off you. There are so many things on the way, it almost as if the Holy Spirit can't do it by himself. We're going to have to bring in the other portion of the spirit world called angels that they can manifest all the things that God want to manifest in these last days. Watch what I say now. In your life.
In my life.
Now don't let somebody else receive it for you. You got to receive it yourself. Blessing with all the evil going on and all the disrespect going on. Blessing gonna have to be so strong that they'll know that God is in this realm. So God is looking for people he can bless so much that everybody has to written that God's still running the show. Will you be one of those people? Will you be a student to hear what thus said the Lord this morning and stop going through these motions in church? Stop going that you're a church member. Let the Holy Ghost reveal the ministry of angels to you today. All right, I'll tell you before we read. God got something for you, he can't get it to you. You ain't ready for it. He send it in a different vehicle than you know about. You praying in the spirit. You are studying the scripture. And that's proper. But a major part of the spirit world has been left out. And you all cannot take it for granted that God loves you enough to bring this revelation to your heart that you can start receiving some things that you thought you couldn't receive. What I'm saying, a large part of the spirit world has been left out. So that means large supernatural blessing has been left out. We got to live supernatural. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this scripture tells us about a ministry here, and I'm going to read two verses. But I want to talk about further today the ministry of angels coming to the body of Christ.
Yes.
I want you to write that down. The ministry, and I want you to write down the ministry of angels coming to me.
Yes.
And I want you to expect visitation.
Yes, sir.
But it will not be in the sense realm. It will not be in the physical. It will not be in the natural. You're going to have to be in tune.
Yes, sir.
To have this stranger talking to you. And you don't know who they are, but they got a word for you. You got to be spiritual enough to recognize that God can send somebody to you that is not an ordinary person. I'm assured that many of us have been in angels' presence and didn't know it. Now, the angels talk in another language. They don't talk in normal language. They talk in supernatural language. They talk in producing something you think you can't produce. They talk in taking you somewhere you think you can't go. Now, I'm hearing the Spirit of God. I'm trying to read the scripture. But I'm hearing the Spirit of God say this. Now, please receive it. Promotion is in the house. Every person under the sound of my voice, I don't care if you're in New York or Tennessee, promotion is in the house. You're about to be promoted in the spirit world. When you promote it in the spirit world, anything in the physical world can manifest. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And I wish somebody in here this morning is in a stuck. I just hope I got about 15 people in a stuck in here this morning. It don't seem like life want to move no more. I just wish somebody had been locked down by the enemy and hear this message this morning and they about to move out. I want you to write down on a piece of paper somewhere that this is graduation day in the spirit. I know the Holy Spirit, he got me preluding now because he wants you to be listening beyond your level. Listening beyond normal church. He's trying to bring you into a apostolic zone in the spirit where your regular days of living are over. Your supernatural expectation is going to make a resurrection this morning. Normal living for a Christian must come to an end. Are you hearing me? And the Holy Ghost is in here to manifest life beyond normal. Now, the definition here in Hebrews 1:14, they're talking about Jesus and angels. So Jesus give a definition of angels in that 14th verse. He says, are they not all ministering spirit? Underline that, ministering spirit. Ministering spirit. That means they got to have somebody to minister to.
Yes, sir.
Sent forth to minister. Ministering spirit sent forth to minister. For them who shall be heirs of salvation. That's talking about me.
That's me.
Is that talking about you?
Yes,
you are heirs of salvation?
Yes, sir.
All right, now go to the 91st Psalm. Why are you going through all that by yourself? Why are you taking all that mess by yourself when you can activate your angel? Psalm 91, verse 11. For he shall give his angels. Now, the ministering spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
I said the ministering spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
For he should give his angels charge over thee. Charge over thee. Charge over thee.
Yep.
To keep thee in all thy way. You see that?
Yes, sir.
What did that? What did that for? What if you don't know that there? What if they try to tell you something and you say, I don't understand that. Now, angels do not talk normal. What you mean by that? Angels talk miraculously.
Come on, sir.
Angels will speak miracles in your life and bring it to pass. But the Bible says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to have, I got it, Lord. I got it. You're going to have to let the word of God produce faith in you for angels.
Yes.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah.
I have to let the word of God produce faith in me for angels. And angels can't function outside of the spirit realm, and you can't function in the spirit realm without faith. Now, this morning, I'm going to be boring to you who are listening in the natural. To those of you who listen for entertainment instead of enlightenment. My assignment is enlightenment. To make you strong in the spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here to help me. You see, he said, give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Mm-hmm. Look at the 12th verse. What the last problem you had? How you handle it? They shall bear thee up in their hand. Now, just think about it. You're going through something and you know you being bad up in an angel's hand. The last thing you went through, the last challenge you had, the last problem you dealt with. Suppose you had enough revelation to know no matter how I feel or how things look, I'm bad up by a spiritual angel. Angels are unwhippable, unstoppable, unmovable. Are you following me? So it's a dimension, it's a depth that the Father wants his children to flow in the spirit with angels on their side. You listening? Said it should bear you up. In their hand. Let's dash their foot against a stone. So if we didn't have the revelation of angels, and I know we don't have it like we should, we've been dashing our foot against a stone in life. All right? But now the Spirit of God want to reveal to us how not to let that happen. Let the angel carry you. You have to be trained for this realm of the spirit. Angels are a realm of the spirit that the body of Christ gonna have to be trained about. You got quiet, Jill. You have no idea where the Holy Spirit is trying to bring you. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Your proper life in the spirit is on the line this morning. In other words, you can leave here and never have a proper life in the spirit without angel. Oh, let me say it again. You can leave here this morning as a child of God. If you don't listen to this revelation or to this dimension or to this depth, or to this position that God is trying to put you in this morning as his child, you can live below your means all your life on earth. I don't want to live below my means. Whatever God has for me, I want it. Talk to me here. I need you to talk to me. See, I want what God has for me. And I'm not going to turn the ministry of angels down. There is a shifting in the spirit world apostolically. You know, I'll be on YouTube and be on the Roy Thomas TV, and there's thousands and thousands of people listening. But apostolically, God is shifting the whole church. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be bolder. We're going to be more blessed. We're going to be happy. We're going to be full of joy. Why? We can't be defeated. There are some places in your life you have been dealing with defeat. But by the revelation of this realm of the spirit world of angels, you won't be defeated in that area no more. Come on, listen to me. Let me minister to you. It's going to make you stronger in the spirit. I got an angel on my side. When I'm driving a car, I'm not by myself. An angel is sitting on the other seat. When I set aside my bed, I'm not sitting by myself. There's an angel sitting beside me on the bed. Do you understand? But you have to receive this. God is a spirit. As the scripture said, God is a spirit. They had to worship him as worshiping the spirit of truth. So God is a spirit. So the Bible was written by men divinely inspired by the spirit. So you're going to have to receive it by the spirit. You got to know some things are being taken out of your life today. Things that are blocking you. You're going to be more stronger. Now, you got to be ready when your angel talk to you. Because he's not going to talk normal language. You understand? He's going to be talking about angels walk in the realm of the impossible. What am I saying? I'm saying if you catch this revelation, you're going to be in this world walking in the realm of the impossible. Meaning that the impossible is going to be possible to you because you're living at another realm. Write this down. Two words. Supernatural help. Supernatural help. H-E-L-P. Supernatural help. So you have to be trained for this realm of the spirit. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Your proper life in the spirit this morning is on the line. Listen to this. You listen to you. Hear me now. There are promotions knocking on your door. Say, I receive.
I receive.
In other words, you're going into a dimension of the spirit that's going to release promotions that you've never seen before. It's not by feeling, but it's by faith. There are some things that are about to flow in your life, child. You will start living a life that you can't explain to a regular person. They have to be able to understand why you where you are and how you operating, how you functioning, coming from another realm. Come on. It's a dimension in the spirit we've been missing, children. If I can get y'all to listen, I'm going to have to walk y'all through it. And I know you're going to run into a tree every now and then, but we're going to cut that tree down, partner. You see, because your mind in this, talk to me here. Your mind in this area going to start to block you because the intellect can't go where we're going. The intellect can't function in angels. Angels don't care nothing about your intellect. Angels are ministering spirit. They didn't come to minister to your senses. Angels come to minister to your spirit. So you got, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And you see, up in here this morning, you're going to have to be in the spirit or you're going to miss the whole bus. These supernatural beings want to put their arms around you. They were designated in the spirit world to make your life supernatural. It's time for you to stop living normal. One and one is not two no more. You have to flow. A, B, C is not in order no more. You might start X, A. Because your life on a supernatural flow. There are promotion this morning knocking on your door. Are you going to answer the door? Are you going to open the door of your heart and let this revelation start moving in your heart? You don't have to live a natural life, normal life, no more. You're a child of the living God. I want you to write as you know, sit down. A large portion of the spirit power has been unlocking my life today. Angel. Unlock in my life today. They're ministering spirit, aren't they? Now here's what the Lord, when they were singing, the Lord told me, ask you this, I'll tell you this. Let the Holy Spirit install the ministry of angels in your life this morning. Let the Holy Spirit install the ministry of angels in your life this morning. The only way the ministry of angels can be installed in your life, it's going to have to be a spiritual transaction. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your senses in this realm is trash. Your natural thinking, you said to some of y'all, look at me, your natural thinking, you're just full of trash. Because this is in the spirit. This is not in the normal. This is not on this level. It's not on this level. You will not live at the same level no more. Because as I'm a servant teaching you, then the Holy Spirit is going to come and reach you. You're not going to get it all here this morning, but you're going to get it. When you start praying in the Spirit is going to bring some of this up and undress it for you. She's ongoing. It's not, you're not going to get everything right now, but the Holy Spirit plus the angelic spirit plucks the anointing, plucks revelation, supposed to flow in your life daily. Yes. There's an angelic promotion on your life right now. On your job, on your businesses, on your home, on your marriage, on your motherhood, on your fatherhood. There's an angelic promotion on you right now. But you got to receive it. You hear me? You got to receive it in the spirit. See, you're not in normal church. You're not. No. The Holy Ghost up in here. He want to. Do you know I've been training for 52 years?
Come on.
Do you know I'm not just preaching this? I'm living it. I've seen it over and over again. Promotion that I can't explain. And I'm here to put it on you. But if you see these messages regular or routine, you're going to miss the revelation. Regular, routine, revelation. See, we're preaching by revelation. We're not preaching by routine. We're not preaching by regular. We're preaching with the support of the Holy Ghost and the support of angels right in this place right now. God's going to need a remnant that know how to walk through this trash that is coming up in the world. You go
got to know how to jump on the back of your angel. Regular routine religion is not going to work in this time. Your ritual of taking communion. A large portion of the spirit world has been left out by not knowing that you, watch me now, I'm about to say something. You better listen to me, child. You have a personal angel. His only assignment is to take care of you. You mean to tell me I have a divine being that hang out everywhere I go? The power of the Holy Spirit is in your angel. Lord, have mercy. So a large portion in the church of spiritual power has been overlooked. Angels are dancing and flying now. Lord have mercy. Now I'm going to have something to do. You can call your name. I'm going to have something to do for her. I'm going to have something to do for him. Because he know I'm there. She know I'm there. Now she going to talk to me. He going to talk to me. Heavy loads are ready to leave this house. Any burden you've been carrying, that angel is ready to take it off you. The ministry of angels cometh to the body of Christ by revelation, by anointing, by faith. Sit down. I have to say this again. Oh, my goodness. A large portion of spiritual power has been overlooked. Angels. You leave here this morning more powerful than you came. Thank you. I'm going to say this again because I need, let the Holy Spirit install the ministry of angels in your life now. Holy Spirit, come on.
Holy Spirit,
install the ministry of angels in my life. Hey, y'all talking while I'm talking. Hey, y'all missing it. Hey, y'all over there talking and laughing. Y'all missing it. What y'all here for? Y'all laughing and talking while I'm preaching. Don't do that. You're missing something, baby. God sent you here for a reason. God trying to install a supernatural ministry in your life this morning. You here on a mission. You think you're here for something else, but you're here for a reason. God. God trying to install something in us this morning. Something we've been missing. This is so important. Because when that jam come on you, if you have this, it won't be a jam. Are you following me? Yeah, I'm strong like this, and I'm strong and hard on people like this because I want them to get it. I ain't got time to be playing no game. This ain't no just church meeting. God is talking to us. God is putting us in a position that we can handle anything that come up. God is real. Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit is real. This is no game. This is no 4-H club. No, this is not no basketball game. This is not no tennis. This is not no boxing match. This is the Holy Ghost. This is God putting things in our spirits that we can run our bodies properly. Now, you sitting around a normal preacher, you might can play around, but you ain't around no normal preacher. You around preaching and living. I'm preaching it, and I got evidence of it. June 5th, I'll be married 55 years. And I'm so far away from broke, I can't see it. I don't even know what it means. So I have to, I'm just letting you know. Oh my God. All of God's word work. And this morning he want to work on you. Now I sense the Spirit of God in you. What that mean? That mean the angels are delivering packages this morning while I preach. Because God confirmed his word. But you got to be able to receive it, baby. You got to be ready for it. You'd be amazed how many enemies been stopped in your life this morning. You'd be amazed how many intentions that Satan had to do you something been stopped this morning. Sit down. Please don't take this lesson as a Sunday school class. You'll turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Now this is a very educational moment in the spirit. Let me give you this footnote here. Your spiritual muscles are gone to another level. In other words, you're going to be able to lift more in life. My. I want you to have it so bad, I almost lose you to get you to get it. Luke chapter 1. Now what you're about to see in this text is, if you don't know the revelation of angels, you can lose out on a lot of things in life. I don't want to lose out on things like me. How about you? I don't want to just be a church member. If God won't take me to another level, I won't go. Right? Talk to me now. And up in here this morning. I've been in the spirit realm a long time. The Spirit of God is moving in this place. And there are many, many promotions in this house right now. Things you've been trying to get done, done. If you're paying attention now, God can't do nothing without faith. And so faith come by what? Hearing about the word of God. You're hearing about angels. You're hearing about another level in the spirit world this morning. You're not hearing about no feeling. You're hearing about faith. Now, feeling will come if you hear faith right. Now, here's what happened to you. Now, I'm talking about all of us because I'm about to say something. I got to say it a certain way. And it may upset you. How dangerous it is to be angel stupid. So I'm talking to all of us, you know. How dangerous it is. Satan has tried to keep us angel stupid. You heard that wrong? Satan have been trying to keep us stupid of angels because he knows that's a large portion of our power. You hear me over there? See, he don't want this service going on. Satan don't want you to know that you can got somebody who can whoop his tail. Satan don't want you to hear this. Because once you hear it, the Holy Spirit is going to recall it. You get in a tight spot, you know you're not by yourself. Now that, all the people, how many, 2,000 some online, and all the people here, there's somebody in here think they're not going to make it. There's somebody online think because they got something going against them. But God got them here to hear this message. I'm not by myself. If no other physical being try to help me, I got spiritual help. Then you must come to the point that you have discernment. I'm never alone. I'm never by myself. I got a supernatural God. I got supernatural security. Now, hear what happened to you when you don't understand the ministry of angels. In Luke 1:11. Now this is going to be, and there appeared unto him an angel. You see that? Underlined angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, verse 12, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. You see that? But the what? Angel what? Said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. So is it possible that you prayed about something and God sent an angel and you didn't hear it? From now on, when I'm praying, I'm expecting an angel and I'm going to hear what he says. So not only the Holy Spirit bring supernatural answers, angels. See, that's a large part of the ministry we miss. Angels bring supernatural answers. Here's an old man and an old woman, and yet he's about to have a baby. And this old man, he praying, but he can't even come to grip with the fact at this age I'm going to have a baby, but the angel says, shut up. What? See, you're missing the message. Stop living a regular life. Start living a life of revelation. Start receiving what is rightfully yours. Look at somebody next to you and tell them the time has come. The time has come. I refuse to be left out anymore. Watch what happened here. Sometimes God got to get you out the way to bless you.
That's good.
You may be your greater blessing blocker. You're trying to put it on the devil, but it's you. Because we easily get off, you know, the devil, he's holding me back. The devil, I can't get this. Devil, you might need to look in the mirror. You might be the devil. Now, before I read this, I want to tell you something. Promotion is in this house,
yes,
wall to wall,
yes,
right now. So I decree that you have a promotion anointing on you. I said, I decree prophetically, you have a promotion anointing upon you. Doors are swinging open. Gates are swinging open right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So instead of you looking for problems, look for promotion.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be looking around. See, I'm looking around. I'm looking around for a face to help me. I saw my spiritual father. He used to look at me all the time. I mean, and then so people stopped trying to get their seats around me for years. Because he'd come right there and stand right over me. Because he knew I was receiving. See, you look at a point not receiving, you want to turn your head. You want to go somewhere. They think about Mother's Day dinner. You're going to get there. Just listen to me a few minutes. Boy, you know, I'm going to say something, and I know some of y'all are going to hold me for it. I've done some preaching up here this morning.
Yes,
my Lord. Man, do you know what a promotion anointing is on our line?
Yes.
We're going to see in this text that the Holy Spirit respect angels. Angels respect the Holy Spirit. Why? They're on the same assignment, using the same power. Watch, sit down. Watch what happened when you can't receive revelation. Watch what happened when you're just a church member. Watch what happened. You'll see clear, crisp and clear, that some packages have been sent to you, but you couldn't receive them because you didn't know about angels. And you say, I went there, but she couldn't receive it.
Right.
She couldn't believe it.
Right.
Whatever you can't believe, you're being deceived. Write that down. Whatever you can't believe, you're being deceived.
I just want to scream, you know. I'm trying to hold on. I just want to scream. She goes, I'm hearing myself, but I'm receiving. Here's what the angel saying. Let me take your life off the roller coaster. Let me take your life off the roller coaster. Your life just going. No, let me. I saw one of them creating the machines they got at them activity centers. You got to watch all them creating the machines you get on. That thing drop. Cut that girl leg off. Why would you want to get up in a thing like that? The crazy thing just dropped down like it's crazy. That I'm not getting on them things. Come on, you ain't got no faith. I don't need no faith. That's foolishness. That's foolishness. Y'all ride all that stuff. You know that stuff flying in midair. You don't know what? Well, why you want to do that? When you can fly in the Holy Ghost. See, I don't need them thinking I fly in the spirit. Oh, I got a few more minutes, but you're going to see this stupidness this morning. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to pass this stupid revealing text. It could be a supernatural text or it could be a stupid text. And when you don't understand angels, a lot of time you live in a stupid life. You could be on another level, but you're not on the level because you're going by what they say. What the Lord says. What the Holy Ghost is saying. What the Word of God is saying. What your faith is saying. What your spirit is saying. I want you to look at somebody next to you and tell them, I'll never be left out again. All right, look at verse 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Verse 15, even from his mother's womb. The angel is talking to him now. Not the Holy Spirit. It's the angel, right? So do you believe that an angel never talked to you? Not that he didn't talk. You didn't hear him. But now you'll be listening. Huh? And many of the children, verse 16, I want you to see you can't be stupid and operate in the spirit. It's because he's in prayer. So, could you be stupid in prayer? Woo, the preacher cussing in church. Could you be stupid in prayer? Can you be a praying stupid Christian? Because you can't receive what God sent to you. Or you want to keep religion on top of revelation. Therefore, you can't receive. When you keep religion on top of revelation, you can't receive. Is it possible that some things that God's been trying to get to you? Oh, it's quieting you now. Is it possible that there are some things that God's been trying to get to you, but you couldn't receive it? That's what's happening here. And the reason he couldn't receive it, he couldn't explain it. You don't have to explain everything God do for you.
And when God blessing you right, you can't figure it out. God's blessing is beyond your figures. I hear the Holy Spirit say this morning, let me take the limits off of your life forever. Let me, I'm going to say it again, let me take the limits off of your life forever. You come here this morning, the Lord says, I'm ready to take all limits off of your life from the spirit world. You shall not live limited no more. Angels are limit removers. And you're learning about them now. There are some limits that have been on your life, and the reason they have not been moved is because you didn't know about angels as you should. But this morning, nothing is impossible. I want you to whisper to your angel. Say, angel, I heard about you. Come on. Do what you want to do. Now watch what's going to happen to your life. Just, angels, I heard about you. Do what you want to do. I'm listening. I'm almost through. Hallelujah.
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 You might not like my preaching, but I like it. You know why I like it? Because it pay off. I'm not only preaching it, I'm living it. I'm receiving it. I know my yard full of angels. All day and all night. I got faith. I believe in that. I've been living in the spot where I am for 37 years and I never had no problem with nobody coming on my land or nothing. Somebody must be there. I got dogs out there, but I believe I got somebody bigger than dogs. If the dog don't bite you, the angel gonna bite you. Listen very carefully. I'm about to say something in the spirit. Your problems are over. Your victory is here. Your promotion has come. You're walking out of here with a divine line before you and a divine line behind you. Your words are not going to be the same. Your thoughts are not going to be the same. Your steps are not going to be the same. You just received a divine internet. Angels are divine internet. We depend on this natural stuff. Thank God for it. Thank God. I write most of my outline on the phone. They come into my spirit and I tap them right on. But I got a supernatural line. I like that old song, Hush. Hush. Somebody calling my name. Hush. Your name being called this morning. You're being called out of regular into revelation. Out of riches into righteousness. It's time to reign. R-E-I-G-N. It's time to reign. It's time not just to be talking about this big God. It's time for us to live him. Let him manifest through you. Y'all got to stop letting people tell you, ain't nothing too big for you to have. Stop letting people try to preach the prosperity gospel out of you. Ain't no prosperity gospel. God is a prosperous God.
Amen.
And you stay open. Don't let these religious baboons run you out of your blessing. They're all on TV, religious baboons. They're trying to scare you. No, God is a good God. I love him. He loved me. And I'm going to live a blessed life. Come talk to me up in here. I got a clue, man. This ain't only Mother's Day, this Father's Day. Hallelujah! Let me show you what's gonna happen to you right quick, I'm gonna close then. Shut down. I should have went to Mary. It's Mother's Day. I should have went to her with that angel. We'll get that over. An angel brought Mary Mother's Day. He had to minister to her, though, because she said, how did I don't know. He said, just shut up. Listen to me. Now watch what happened here. Because I'm dealing with one point here. I'm dealing with the point of not being stupid. How dangerous it is to be angel stupid. Well, watch what happened here. You know, he talking to Zachariah. He had been praying, right? He talking, not an angel talking to him, right? And angel telling him about an impossible situation about to become possible. So, you who are in the sound of my voice, here and around the world, some impossible thing in your life is becoming possible. While you're sitting here, things that you can't do normally. Are you following me? Because you done got in this zone called angels. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord, hallelujah. All right, here we go. In Luke 1:18, and Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I'm Gabriel. Well, look at what the angel said in verse 19. Look what the angel said. I'm Gabriel. I ain't paying attention to what you're saying. You talking to Gabriel. He said, look what he said. And the angel answered him and said unto him, I'm Gabriel that stand in the presence of God. And watch, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. See, you see it? Huh? And behold, I'm gonna get you out of the way. Thou shalt be dumb. I don't want you to mess this up. And not speak. Now, angel saying that. Ain't God? It's an angel. Until the day these things be performed. I got to get you out of the way. You the blocker. Is it possible that you've been blocking something in your life? An angel been trying to talk to you to tell you I got it covered. You say, I'm going back in my prayer room. I ain't saying nothing but no prayer now. I'm an angel. I'm here. Angels carry the impossible and make it possible. I'm clothing now. Good God Almighty. Somebody about to have a miracle in here. Who want a miracle? Who want a miracle in their life? Who want to have something in their life they thought they never could have? in the name of Jesus. Miracles gonna flow through this congregation like never before. Miracles gonna flow to Brazil, Africa, Japan. They're on the line. Miracles gonna flow in Darrow, Gonzales, all over the world. Louisiana. Tell three people I'm eating for a miracle. Sometime for God to work, you got to shut your mouth. You talk too much. You trying to read God a scripture, and God already give you an answer. Shut up. Listen. Sometimes you got to listen. You can't order God around with scriptures. God have told you it's already done. Don't be bringing me. God said, I don't even want no scripture now. I done told you how this gonna come out. Shut up. God said, I don't need you preaching to me. Let me preach to you. You're on another level. Now I'm closing. You're on another level. When an angel talked to him, he tried to say something. So the angel said, I'm about to shut you up. And you ain't going to talk till this happened. The baby came. She got pregnant. Now, if y'all don't cut up when I say this last statement, I feel sorry for you. You ready for it?
Yes.
You sure you're ready for this?
Yes.
Your package is on the way. The very thing, listen. The very thing you thought you couldn't have is on the way. Shout. Your healing, your blessing, your debt cancellation, your health, your promotion. That problem you've been dealing with is solved. In the name of Jesus. The problem may still look like a problem, but you see the solution. Somebody shout.